Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
What's up? It's your favorite family podcast, Breaking the Cycle with the Browns. We are super excited for episode 3. This is going to be succeeding as a single. Yes, I said it. Succeeding as a single. Micah and I are interviewing two amazing parents that we just have observed in our community that are doing great things with their children, and we just want to get to know them. We want them to share some of their story, and we're going to jump right in today. We have Amber Johnson. She agreed to come on our show today, and we're super happy. Say hi, Amber.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. And so just jumping in, Amber, just want to say again, thank you so much for being a part of our show. This is new to us, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. So let's just start off with your first, the first couple of things. Like, just give us a little bit about you. Your name, your age, kids, and what you do.
Alrighty. So my name is Amber, and I am, I think I'm about to be 29 next week in a couple of weeks. and I am a teacher. This is my 6th year teaching, and I have 2 children. Gracie is 7, and Alex is my newborn.
Oh, good. And congratulations on a newborn.
Thank you.
good.
Thank you.
So, the first question that we have for you is, what's one thing that you do now that helps you be a good parent?
Oh, wow. So, one of the things that, for me personally, is remembering where I am, where my children are and their needs, is taking myself out, you know, because sometimes I used to be able to go from 0 to 100 real quick, but I have to remember to step away from my feelings and, you know, to be, for us to be beneficial as a whole, but also realize that it's not just about me. I have to tend to their needs and specifically what they are saying that they are needing from me that they can't relate with just their words. Sometimes they just show emotions. And so I'm trying to be more patient in that.
Good. I like that, Amber. Just like meeting the needs and just kind of like focusing on what they are in need of above what you want them to do at that moment.
Because I can reply, like, you know, I can respond a lot of times out of a place of frustration and irritability, but a place that says that I understand, and before I respond to your words or action, I need to understand where you are in this moment and where you're coming from. And that fuses into just really how I discipline them. It really changes and shifts the whole dilemma that we may be facing at that moment, because, you know, kids have meltdowns at any moment, and sometimes I have a meltdown at any moment. So, you know, it really plays a part in that, just being more understanding and patient.
Right. Thank you, Amber. I love that. What are 2 struggles that you're facing today? Like, I know we talked this earlier this weekend, talked about being a single parent. And he's like, I don't really feel like I'm a single parent because I have a village. I love that you said that. But what are 2 struggles that you're facing today?
Oh, goodness. Ooh, if I had to name it down to 2, it would really be... It would really be trying to, you know, just letting go and trying to do it all and giving myself a moment to breathe. A lot of times I feel that I'm trying to carry it all and I don't have to, because I definitely have that village that's like, Amber, let me know. Like, you got it. You need help. I'm here for you. So it's being able to not feel like I'm being a burden. So being able to let go, that's a big struggle for me currently. The other one is just finding an emotional balance and communicating in an intentional place of love when I'm not really feeling at my best self emotionally.
Good.
So being, you know, cognizant of that and just saying, it's it's okay. Take a moment, get you together emotionally, and then tend to the matters at hand. But those have been my biggest two struggles that I've been in constant prayer about.
Good. I like that. And I mean, I can definitely relate to that too, because sometimes with all the different things that I got my hands involved, I'm like, I want to do this. I want to solve this issue. I want my hands in everything. And so I definitely get that. So,
gotta let it go.
Well, Amber, tell me this, what gives you strength after a hard day?
What gives me strength after a hard day? Really just being honest with myself and honest with what I'm feeling in that moment, and remembering God's promises. Because sometimes after a hard day, I can feel really defeated. I can feel so just down, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have to remember before I just let these negative thoughts just take over, just really be intentional about what God has said and what God has written on my heart, and that I'm not alone in this, and being able to say I do have support in spite of everything that's going on, in spite of what I'm feeling, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And remember who I'm doing it for, and the example that I'm setting, not dismissing my feelings and not showing my children that, oh, I don't have feelings, mm-hmm. but, after a hard day, it's just having to remember that, okay, I need to be in a positive space, in a positive head space, and I need to remember that God is already, he's given me strength, and all I have to do is ask for it. Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is just admit and just allow God to remind me that I can do this.
Yeah, I like that.
It gets hard.
Yes, I can imagine with two little ones. And so, but Amber, we just want to tell you, like, we're super proud of you. Like, we just see, you're doing your own blogs, your master's degree in teaching, and having two kids at the same time, and being a homeowner, and all the things, like, I cannot imagine. But we're just so proud of you. We see you, and nothing that you do is unnoticed. And we're super happy that we can finally do a project together. We've been talking about it for a long time.
I know, right?
So tell me this in closing, what are your kids involved in, and what goals do you have for your kids?
Well, the newborn, of course, he is mm-hmm. not involved in any much except eating. Mm-hmm. And my 7-year-old Gracie, she's doing martial arts. She's getting ready to get into dance and cheer for, the spring, and swim lessons for the summer. And we're just going to do baby steps, because we don't want to overwhelm ourselves with all these activities. Mm-hmm. And, but those are things that she's really into. Mm-hmm. The goals that I can't say that I specifically have for her, because when I'm conversing with her, I want her to share her goals. And so mm-hmm. she's been big on wanting to be physically fit, mm-hmm. and just wanting to be active and dance. Like, she wants to go to a competition, and so I was like let's start at the beginning. So those are goals for her that she wants to pursue, just awesome. Being consistent in her activities.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then goals for yourself?
Goals for myself, oh gosh, so for sure, I think to just sum it up in whole of all the list of things that I have to do is really be consistent with what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Be consistent and just get it done, like really time block. I'm really practicing time blocking things that I need to do so that I can accomplish the goals that I have set and be consistent with them. So I'm trying to take one of my tests that I need to pass and, elevated my career that way, and also being consistent in my blogging and being consistent in my photography. So it's just different goals that I have set, and really all of them come to being consistent.
Yeah, I like that. So definitely you allow her to pick her own goals, and then you work with her on those. And then you said, like, being consistent through all the things that you have, like, because anybody mm-hmm. can start something, but it's, can you be consistent? Yeah. Like, can you last? Do you have staying power? That's what our generation needs. And so thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for being on the show. We're super excited. for this episode. And in closing, any last remarks that you have that you want to just say to maybe encourage another single parent before we end the call?
I would say be patient with yourself first and foremost. Be patient and be gracious with yourself. And then they'll trickle down to being able to be patient and gracious, you know, with your children, with your significant other. Every day really does come with its own worries, and you just have to be ready to show up and handle it in love. It's not easy, but it's definitely worth it. And it also teaches them, you know, your children, what love and kindness and integrity looks like. You begin to learn their love language. And so being intentional about responding in love and just being patient, I think that's the best advice that I could give, because mm-hmm. I'm learning it myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really coming from a place of love and pure intention.
Wow.
Just be gracious with yourself.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Just being patient, because we don't realize it, but like patience is love. And that's mm-hmm. like, if we don't show that, then, you know, especially starts with yourself, because if you're not patient with yourself, then you're not going to be patient with anybody else. And so I love that. I think this is going to definitely change lives. Amber, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you got two kids. Micah, you can say hi, because she hadn't said a lot during the show, but we super excited that you came on the show, and for this episode to release, it's going to be something big and inspiring to not just anybody, because it really inspired me, everything that you said. So thank you, Amber, and you have a great day.
Thank you guys for having me. I pray that you guys have an awesome day as well. And I can't wait to hear, you know, everything that you guys are doing in the future. I'm super excited for you guys. Keep being great.
Bye, Amber. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, that was a really powerful message from Amber. She really is a go-getter, and I see her just throughout the city and just working with her on different things, she is really inspiring to so many people. Yeah. And I wanted to get a male's perspective of what it means to be single and succeed. And so our next guest is going to be Corey Ephraim. He is also a single dad that is killing the game. And we're going to hear from him and how he parents. Hey, Corey, this is Darius. Thanks so much for being on the show. We are doing an episode on succeeding as a single, and we are super excited that you said yes to being a part of it.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And that's just getting started about who you are. I know you to be a good friend, a good coworker, and I always hear you brag about your daughter.
Okay.
And so, which is a good thing, and I think that's cool. And so I just want to know some things about you.
Okay. Well, my name is Corey. I'm 40 years old. Single father. I have three kids, but I have custody of one I've been having since she was 3 months old. I work for Waco ISD. I'm a behavior specialist there. And I love kids. So perfect place for me to work.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey. Just getting started, we're going to go over a couple of questions just so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit better. The first question is, what is one thing that you do that help you become a good parent? What's one thing that you...
Well, honestly, man, growing up, my parents, they worked all the time. I mean, I didn't, you know, they loved me, they provided or whatever, but they wasn't around a lot because they was working. So I always told myself, when I have my kids, I was going to be there for everything. I'm actually at a softball game now, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be there for everything. I don't want to miss anything.
Right. That's awesome. You want to be there, just be involved, and that kind of keeps you in the loop with the kiddos.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are two struggles that, what are some struggles that you're facing today as being a single dad?
Well, just financially, I want to give them the world. And, you know, just being, you know, right now, just bills and everything else that come with taking care of them come first, but I want to give them everything they wanted or everything they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that, definitely. Definitely understand that, Corey. So how do you overcome that? How do you overcome those struggles?
Well, honestly, like I said, I just try to tell them that, hey, a lot of times material things are not that important.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dad that's here, be here, and be involved, he's gonna love you, and you know, all the other things that come, you know, they're not important as you think they are.
What's right.
important is what you look back on in life, but I didn't, you know, what you look back on and say, my dad was always there.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew he was there. I could look up to the stands, he was there. I knew when it came to my grades, he was going to be there, you know, and that's the thing that's important.
Right. I understand that because I don't have kids yet, but I always think about, like, I don't want to put too much in my career that I miss out on my kids, and so that's powerful. So after a hard day, whether it be at work or home, what gives you strength after a hard day?
My kids.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter, kids are involved in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I'm having a hard day, I just know at some point when I leave work, I'm going to softball, track, basketball, practice. I'm going to something, and I enjoy that, and I'm actually reliving my life through them, but I just enjoy just being my main thing is, I mean, I work at a school, you know, I'm dealing with kids all day long, and sometimes, you know, you think, oh, I just want to go sit down and get a break, but I love being around my kids, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, Corey. So tell us a few things about what your daughter is involved in, some of her accomplishments. I know for myself, I know she's even interviewed for Harvard, and so... tell us a few things that she's done and she's involved in.
Well, I start with academics. She is a straight A student, has been since we started. She graduates this year. She will have an associate's degree before she graduates high school. She had an interview with Harvard and Duke. Obviously, she's been accepted to pretty much every Big 12 school. And she recently decided that she wanted to still play sports, so she committed to play basketball and softball to the University of Concordia in Texas.
Wow.
And, wow, I mean.
Congratulations.
This is she, National Honor Society.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more proud.
Right. Congratulations.
Everything her dad was.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. I mean, all the hard work you put in, like you said, just showing up and being there and being a supportive parent, I know that had a lot to play in it. And she's going to go out and do some big things. And that's a part of our show. We want parents to be inspired and say, hey, man, I want my kid to show up like that during senior year. And so that's a big reason why we do what we do, is because we want to inspire parents to be proactive with their kids' education. And so in closing, what are some things that you would say to encourage other parents that may be listening?
Well, my main thing, I used to always think, man, I was a failure because I couldn't give them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered me because I always told myself, I want to be better than what my parents were. And like I say, my parents, they were great. They just worked all the time and they made things happen with what they had. But I always, growing up, I wanted to be the millionaire so my kids didn't have to want anything or whatever. But I just encourage, right now, spend time with you. Love them and love on them and let them know that you're there. And that means a lot more than money. It took me a while to realize that, but, you know, when your kid tells you that, it's okay, you can't buy me something. It hurts your heart. But she's like, I'm just glad you're here. And that's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, so being present is key. Being present is key. So I love that, Corey. Man, yeah. Thanks so much for, you know, being on the show and just being willing to share your story and everything and just being transparent to other people. Because it's hard for us as men to just be open with reality. A lot of us want to say, oh, we got big money, you know, I don't want for nothing. And, you know, we want to put on the front. But, like, you just being transparent, it's going to help a lot of people, I believe. And that, just keep doing what you're doing. If you need anything from us, we always got your back and stuff like that. So, thank you so much, Corey. I know you got to get back to your kiddo, but thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. All right, so that concludes our episode 3, Succeeding as a Single, and I hope you enjoyed it and heard some really good information, because I know we did. And so we just want to thank you for keeping up with the Browns, third episode in, and make sure you listen to Rogue Media and the podcast on the network and just show them some love.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.